This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Oh my God.
Will you just check the sound a little bit, okay?
Hello.
Do I sound okay?
I'm not going to holler, though.
We'll probably get loud. We might. trying to get there a little bit more.
Jonah's naturally loud anyway.
Can you hear this?
Loud.
Hello?
Let me hear you. I like to do this blood curdling
screen. Test 1-2. Here I am.
Yeah.
I'm over here.
All right. Cool. I'm going to keep those on. Let me make sure we don't sound like robots.
Talk.
It's your host Alan, and happy Halloween.
Spooky season.
Woo!
Spooky season. All right, so this is the third annual of us getting together to do this. Here's your Halloween crew for this Porch Talks Halloween episode 2021. Could turn into two. We got Big John.
What up?
And I'm just going to go in order just for the nickname's sake. We got Cobb and Webb.
All right, it's the cobweb grit game.
Battle not with monsters, lest ye become a monster. And if you gaze into the abyss gazes also into you.
And so, I mean, you guessed it. We're gonna be talking. We're gonna be talking horror movies, and we're gonna be talking all things spooky and Halloween. But first, it's been a year since we've been together, and so I'd like to start just with a catch up, guys. The last Halloween episode that we did. Do y'all remember like the out the gate subject?
No.
It was mask. And we were talking about for the first time in Halloween, like you're required to.
A mask was being worn no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. It was a curfew, wasn't it?
There was a curfew as well. We broke curfew that night.
We did.
Lord, forgive us.
I had no piece of paper.
Yeah, I did have an essential piece of
paper. You had to be essential, right?
I had one
of those papers.
Yeah. I thought it was something.
Maybe it's essential AF.
Hey, AF, boys. AF.
I wish I could find mine. I was going to frame it, put it on my end table.
I still got mine, I think. I think it's in my truck.
I'm going to find all mine left in the Subaru.
Speaking of which, we were talking about that. What? Did you sell it?
No, I traded that. Traded that piece of junk in, dude. Junk.
It had quite the life and story.
Oh, man. It lived a life. It lived a life.
Should have gotten the WRX, man.
I know. That and the Forester is the only Subarus that are...
Should get the Hyundai truck.
Yeah. You're right.
Should have got the Hyundai truck.
Have y'all seen those?
Oh, God.
Hyundai has a truck now. It's a little weird.
I saw the Honda truck.
Yeah.
It's like a station wagon truck.
Yeah, speaking of which, I mean, remember, like, what was it, the Ridgeline that Honda made?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, stick to Civics and Accords.
Yeah. Stick with what you do. Yeah.
The CRVs are okay.
Make a new Avalanche. That's what I want.
Yeah, that would be cool. Avalanche. Make a new Avalanche. Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, so since the last episode, since last Halloween, here we are, 15 days to slow the spread. We're still there. We're still wearing masks. This is kind of an update, but guys, just from 2020 to now, what has been some of your favorites of the year? Like we were talking before the show, it's like the ability to go to a place and it not be just packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's hardly any wait at a restaurant unless it's like the weekend.
Yeah. What else is good?
No. I want to go to a movie.
Y'all don't have movies down here? Y'all don't have movies down here?
Columbus, no, I just had Ben.
Wow. Oh, you just had Ben.
You know, it's
so I was thinking, when was the last time I went to a movie?
Hey, I want to bring it was last topic last time, too. But, you know, like Columbus is open. You can go to Columbus and go to
that
theater.
They're pretty cool, too.
You can also rent it out. And it's
yeah,
not
you can
rent
the whole thing out, yeah. And play whatever movie you want, really. Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is pretty cool. But Here's the thing that I would say about Columbus. I think we caught Midsummer here, though, did we not?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a fairly indie film. But the thing about Columbus, when y'all went, and I'm jealous still, Devil's Rejects.
Oh, yeah.
When y'all went to go see that, how far did you have to go to do something like that?
I mean, that was two hours.
Had to go to Birmingham.
2 hours to do it, yeah. It was awesome. They only played it in a select theater.
That theater was cool. They played it old shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they had other, like, old shit up on, like, for
it's
other...
It's like the drive-in be playing old stuff. They played, like, original Halloween last week or something.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot there was a drive-in up there.
I've actually been wanting to...
Dude, how did they make it through COVID?
I figured that'd be booming.
Yeah.
I was like, man, them drive-ins, are, maybe they'll start coming back.
Got all the land right here. I can have a huge screen.
That's my
big screen, but out there do a drive-in. That'd be awesome.
We've talked about
this.
Yeah,
we have. Let's do this.
Wouldn't that be just...
Who wants to invest with me?
We'll sew a bunch of sheets together, and we'll build a stage.
We need to find silver sheets.
Build it, and they will come.
Yeah.
Danny, you've got a... I mean... You've got quite a tale to tell. You just did this last Monday.
Yeah, last Monday. Went and saw Riff Raff.
Mr. D'Antoni himself.
Dale D'Antoni.
The one. Mr. Spring Break.
I had no idea. Are you familiar with Riff Raff?
I have no idea.
My God.
Dude.
It's great.
It's wonderful.
Look at that $1 million mullet, man.
Yeah, they call it the Texas tailgate.
Oh.
But I am going to up his because when I leave this transformation, I'm going to the mullet, and it's going to be the Alabama Avalanche.
He's a personality, dude. I mean, he's a rapper, but like his personality is crazy.
Like
his tattoos, like Bart Simpson. MTV.
So, I mean, was the show great? Because I would just go because he's a great entertainer.
I enjoyed it. I did. I don't know a lot of his stuff, but it was fun to be there. And he had, like I said, he had a ton of like openers and hype men that came out before. One that I really remember, his name was Big Lotion. Yeah,
Big
Lotion was his name. He had a life vest on. I guess he thought it was a bulletproof vest, but it was really a life vest. And at the end of his set, he's like, "All right, y'all gonna see why I'm called Big Lotion now?" And all of a sudden, this big huge bottle of lotion walks out and starts dancing with everybody. I mean, it was huge, like costume. It was just crazy.
Was it
Oh, he didn't. If he'd have did that, you know, it'd have been much better. But you know, just skeeted all over.
Jerkin' Jerkins here.
That's what I was thinking, dude. Jerkins.
But they call me the lotion man. You should keep that to yourself.
Keep your,
That was funny though. But when Riff Raff come out, there was actually his backdrop was like the Nightmare Before Christmas, the little swirl thing, little mountain that they're on top of, and he had like two skulls out in front and black lights on top of them, and of course he was in neon, so it was kind of really it made sense, but it was okay. It was fun. I enjoyed going. Glad I went. So.
Yeah. John moved to Memphis.
Yeah.
Which I mean, you've been on the show, but
yeah,
I mean,
well, we hadn't really gotten together all of us since last year.
That's
true.
So you were telling us that Mexican
and Italian is great.
What about
in Memphis?
At a
gas station. you're going to find the best Mexican food at this little express station in Collierville. It's called the Express Mart. They fucking kick ass.
It's like some Anthony Bourdain shit.
No, dude, I'm telling you, it's one of the best quesadillas I've ever had.
It's just like these little hole in the walls that no one knows.
Because they're all owned. They're kind of owned by Mexicans or Iranian people. And,
like United Deli here. I mean, everybody knows that, but
that's it.
Chef's kiss on them sandwiches.
Yeah, we've been. I'm a huge fan of the gyro.
Yeah.
And guys, if you call it a gyro or a hero, it's not.
It's not.
I know it's spelled G-Y-R-O, but it is a gyro.
Remember when you used to, the artist you like, Hoser? Remember you called him Hoser? I think it's
Hoser.
Hoser.
Yeah, you gotta put some twang on it.
So, you're guilty.
I'm telling you what. Shout out to United Deli. It's at the intersection of Gardner and 69.
Hell yeah.
Three-way stop there, and you can go in there and get the...
They got bomb-ass pizzas.
I would say the best gyro in Mississippi.
The biscuits are good, too, dude. Hell yes.
Sandwiches you can't even fit anywhere.
Yeah,
you can't even
fit it in your car.
They ain't got no tape measure.
No.
Yeah, no tape measure.
You ask for a 6-inch, it's going to be 6 inches wide.
Yeah, it's like that wide.
You meant 6x6, my friend.
6x6, my friend?
Exactly.
All right, what else has been good? So, just back to shows, man. It's like... you had a show in New Orleans, the venue got flooded, but like you got a Tool show coming up soon?
Well, no, that was in Birmingham. Tool is going to be in New Orleans in February. I'm going to see that. The one that got flooded out was in Birmingham. It was a Knotfest road show. Slipknot, Killswitch Engage, Fever 333, and Code Orange were supposed to be there.
Well, I like Code Orange.
I'm pretty salty about that. That was
the second year.
Second year in a row it got canceled. Yeah,
something about it. Shut it down, right?
Well, it didn't shut. Well, they shut it down because it flooded, and then last year, of course, it was because COVID.
The Rona.
They played Code Orange, and
it's almost got bad as luck as Market Street.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
That was. I didn't even get
my my shoes just got dry for the rain. But
you gotta wear goulashes.
Yeah,
you really should. All right, dude. Well, it is Halloween, and anything else to do catch up wise before we hop off into getting spooky?
Spookies.
Cobb, have you got the call ready?
The call? Oh, yeah.
The call of the wild?
The call of Australia.
Where the wild things
you remember go? That you can call the devil?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember that thing?
I can't remember the number. Was it 666? I can't remember.
possibly.
Maybe.
Forgot what it did.
Can't remember either. What about?
So we're going to do is it ready?
No. It just now popped up.
Ah. Technology.
Cobb, you got to get on that Wi-Fi, dog.
I am.
Hook it up.
Oh, shit.
I got that strong shit.
Please pause for station identification.
Commercial.
Yeah. Fuck that ad.
That was great.
It's a Corona ad.
Like a beer ad or like...
I forgot my mask.
This is not a test. This is your biohazard warning system. Due to the new COVID-19 virus, the following measures come into effect.
This is Australia.
We are announcing the start of the immediately effective nationwide quarantine, which has been officially approved by the United States government. Commencing at the siren, leaving your own household, even for medical or everyday errands, will be a criminal offense and will be punished with state-forced quarantine. And, depending on the severity of the quarantine violation, death. Visits to relatives, neighbors, or friends will be illegal during this time. No one has been granted immunity from the quarantine. No citizen or group will be exempt. All emergency services will be suspended until further notice and cannot be reached. Every household will receive a monthly data volume of 400 megabytes in order to keep the network load under control. There is currently no time limit for these measures. We hope for yourself and your family to be prepared for the worst. Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
What God?
Let the purge begin.
Yeah.
How's that? Happy Halloween, happy holidays, happy 2021.
What are you going to tell them that was fake?
It is fake.
That's not Australia.
Okay, it's like don't trip out. But I mean, like, how's that for horror?
I mean,
it's the world we live in.
Yeah. Last year was scary. This seems like this year's scarier.
Wait till next year.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean,
he thought they was gonna cancel football.
I did.
Sent you that. He's like, the Virginia Tech coming out to enter Sandman, and the crowd losing their mind. I'm like, these people are not going back inside.
It's over.
That's one thing I thought. Like, you know, as this year has progressed, it's like when you see these college football events, or even some of the concerts and things like that are coming back. Just some extent,
yeah.
Is like the people there are going nuts.
Oh yeah, everybody's getting hammered.
And I was like, I read the papers today. It looks like the pandemic's over. You know?
Yeah.
Let's get back. Yeah. But I mean, like, just thinking about that call to this segment is, purge.
Love them.
Love the purge.
Even the series.
Yeah.
I didn't finish the series. Series is good.
I haven't watched any of them. I'm well aware of it, but
it's great. Yeah. The first two Peacock. Are really good.
Big fan of Peacock, man.
I like Peacock.
You have Peacock?
Yeah,
I like Peacock.
Yeah.
You can edit that, make us sound.
Love the cock. Yeah,
I love Peacock. I love Peacock.
I think a Purge series is on there though.
Candy ass. I didn't watch that trailer before I came because I was driving.
Parody. It's hilarious. Look in the mirror 5 times and say candy ass, and he will appear.
Damn, I should have bought that movie. I'm going to buy that movie.
The new Candyman?
No, the old one.
The old Candyman?
Yeah. Which one?
The Tony Todd one.
Get the third one.
That third one? I just want the first one.
Farewell to the Flesh or whatever. It's garbage. Trash. It's complete. I think there's like a porn star that's like the main character in it from like the 90s.
What else? Rose McGowan?
I love Rose McGowan, yeah, man.
For real.
Scream.
Hey.
Yeah.
She was fucking hot in Scream.
She was in Death Proof.
Yeah.
Was. All right. Moment of silence story? For Rose Apologize. McGowan.
Rose McGowan, yeah.
All right. Take your hat off. And we're back.
All right.
Well, should be more like praying for.
People have been like trying to break into her place and stuff.
Put her in a bubble.
The road.
Yeah.
Put her in a bubble.
Preserve that.
I think she lives in Mexico.
Probably better.
Yeah, it's just when she comes over here.
I mean, you think about like so many people coming in through the southern border. I mean, there's got to be a lot of openings down that way, right?
Yeah, got to be.
Just do a little switcheroo.
She looks just like Eliza Blue.
Yes, she does. Are you familiar with her?
I'm not.
She Eliza Blue is someone who escaped sex trafficking, and now is a activist
against
sex
or for.
She'd be trying to totally against it. Oust Facebook and stuff for that shit.
Yeah, like if any time where there is like, and this happens a lot on social media sites, especially Twitter and Facebook, is any time, and we're off into some culture stuff. There is a lot of porn. A lot of, like, hop on YouTube right now, and you could type in naked yoga, and you'll have full frontal. And that slides by. And then you can also look at some of, there's two guys in a room, there's a curtain, and you guess what's it's a sexual
on,
act.
What's going on behind the curtain? Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, I mean, but those things, like, she spends her time calling that crap out because that is going to impact culture.
Shadow banned.
And it's crazy that you can look that up, but then, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can't look up.
Yeah.
With culture. Halloween. All right.
Here we are.
Off culture. But you can look that up.
You seen the new Halloween?
No.
Halloween Kills.
I haven't watched it.
What did you think? Did you see the new one with Danny McBride helped write?
The last one, Halloween 2018.
He helped write this one too, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that one.
I liked it the more I watched it.
You like it?
First I was disappointed.
We watched it in theaters together and you didn't like it walking out. And it was so funny, like we were in Columbus Theater and
it's toward the end. And by the way, the second one's already out. So if you haven't seen it,
it's I'm about to
spoil it. Not Halloween Kills, the one before. Oh, yeah.
You've had three years.
Yeah, it's not spoiling at this point. How do you spoil a 3-year-old movie? But we're sitting there at the end of the movie, and you know they finally trick Michael Myers to go into the basement. Then you kind of see Jamie Lee Curtis's character like reveal the plan that they were going to incinerate him. They were going to just burn the house down. And right when Cobb calls it like early, they're going to burn him.
Oh shit, they're going to blow him up. That's what I said.
Yeah. And they, you know, it's just Columbus Theater, typical stuff. And it was like the guys next to us and a few rows down, they, you know, they kind of chuckled. Got it. It's like, yeah, I think he's right. Or, you know, whatever else, you know. It's Columbus is a great place to see a movie from.
It is.
I watched Django Unchained in Columbus, Wake Up Cop. And like, that was a great experience with that audience. I could not like, picture like Django Unchained like anywhere else. We all went, and this is gonna be let's start here, the worst horror film you've ever seen. I'm gonna go with Bug. I remember there being this huge hype, and he bought it
for Watch Along.
He's gonna make me sit through again. it was like 8 of us from high school, and we 15, 16 years old went up to Columbus to go watch Bug. Y'all remember that film? It's about meth.
Yeah.
And it's like the whole time you're waiting for something to happen, and it just gets more methy.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I remember that movie.
It's got a great actor in it too, Michael Shannon.
Yeah. Well, who's the chick, Judd?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ashley Judd.
This is that one that used to be in all like serial killer movies.
So it was like worst movie of all time, and if like it was supposed to be some kind of a thriller, or like if it, what genre do you put that crap in? Besides like Don't Say Alabama, Mississippi.
It ain't like good bad. Like I would say the Wicker Man Nicolas Cage remake, it's pretty awful, but it's
the
like,
bees.
But it's like good bad.
Yeah, it's good bad. Yeah,
yeah, it's awesome.
I like it.
Him riding a bicycle just looks funny. Nick Cage. Right. Now,
this is going to be top five. Like we've got a list coming up to where we're going to name our top five horrors. Mandy is definitely on mine.
It's a good one.
We got to go on that later.
Oh, though. Man. You like Mandy?
I need to watch that. That was...
I figured... I like
Cheddar Goblin, dude. It's on the back of my truck.
The Cheddar Goblin, yep.
So I mean, what are like in y'all's minds, like either like when you were a child or like today, is like maybe the movie just didn't hold up. Like, what is one of the worst horror films just ever, in your opinion?
Oh man,
that's a tough one, because if it was horrible, I just didn't.
Horror's like hard to be like boring or anything to me.
Yeah. I mean, even like a Friday the 13th or a Nightmare on Elm Street.
Those get kind of rough in the later ones.
I watched
the
later them recently.
The earlier ones are
but they're still thoughts, it's a thriller, and it still does its job.
I had fun with Jason Takes Manhattan.
I will say
you like Jason.
I did watch. I guess what the last Freddy movie that they came out with, whatever it was called,
Earl Haley.
It didn't have
with the weird non-Robert Englund.
Yeah,
Freddy.
that was trash.
Yeah, it was complete
it was
garbage.
Trash. I was like, oh my gosh, what the hell is this?
What do you think about Kevin Bacon playing him?
I think it should be Elijah
like
Wood.
A thing out there.
I think Elijah Wood would do a great.
I think
job
Elijah Wood would do a
what
really
was that
great
film
job
that he produced? Daddy's Home.
Daddy's Home. I don't know. Here Comes Daddy.
Here Comes Daddy. Did y'all see that?
He produced Mandy. No.
Yeah. Elijah Wood started. Dude, that was a pretty good film.
Yeah.
Pretty good film.
You've seen it?
I have.
Oh.
Check that out. It's got Elijah Wood in it. Yeah. And I agree with that. Like, I like Elijah Wood's producing, and I really like his acting.
And he's best of both worlds, too. He can be kind of... He can be creepy, and be funny, he can be like, whatever, and that was fucking Freddy. It's creepy and funny.
Here Comes Daddy.
I think so.
But we'll Google it and find
I think
it out.
Daddy's
like,
Home's in Will that, Ferrell.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
Jesus.
But in this film that Elijah led in is like, dude, Elijah's character is like you've never seen him act in this role before. This ain't Frodo. Yeah. This ain't Green Street Hooligans. Like this is like he's half deranged. He doesn't like fit in with reality, and the whole premise of the movie is like it's he didn't grow up with a dad, and so his dad hits him up out of the blue, and he's like,
gives him the address, come hang out, want to meet you, want to be involved in your life. And like he starts pondering up like all this childhood and teenage angst. It's like, never knew my dad. Ugh. And he gets there and like nothing is right. And he's already crazier, but he gets drove even stir crazier. And it's a hell of a film. And like, I couldn't predict it. Was you able to predict like how it was going to end?
No.
It was fairly unpredictable. You know, like most horror films or films like that, it's like, see this is going to happen.
They had a cool house, though.
He did. It was like a beach house.
It was like a UFO-looking, like a saucer. It's a house. I watched, remember, The Good Son?
The Good Son. Yeah, that was a good one.
Not too long ago. It was on Tubi.
Do you know that they're doing Jeepers Creepers 4?
Why?
Dude, I love them all.
The third one?
I love them. Yeah, fuck yeah. It's great. Yeah, why not? I mean, everybody else
it's
does.
It's trending.
Yeah.
The director was the child rapist of the first two.
Good, probably.
That's why it took so long for three. Yeah.
And the third one was all about the truck. It wasn't even about him.
Yeah, it wasn't even about him.
It was like the first one.
The first one's dope, and I'll say this about the second one. When that movie came out, I think I was like 15 or 16.
Yeah, young, yeah. How was
2000? Was that? Would that be about 2005, 2006?
I don't know.
And I remember like having a hard time on dirt roads, driving by cornfields, and driving just a little bit faster
every time he got near.
Yeah.
My favorite part of those is when at the beginning, where he's throwing the bodies down at night. It's like their point of view. That looks so real to me.
Yeah.
It's like the
best. He looks back like what the fuck.
The first one was definitely the best.
Yeah, definitely.
The second one, my favorite part is like the school bus, and when he like sticks his hand up, head like
down
on the windshield, and he's picking, and he's like, and when he gets to his guy, he's like licking the windshield. He's like, I want you.
Yeah. He's a bat.
Yeah.
The third one, it seemed like they lost the plot.
Yeah, I hope the fourth one's gonna bring
straight
him back
to sci-fi, baby.
Would it be considered more sci-fi though?
Halloween went straight to the sci-fi channel.
We'd get there.
The third Halloween was completely off subject from the rest of the Halloween.
Well, you got to think about like the think witch, about the directors.
The I never directors. Watched it.
I mean, the original Halloween was like John Carpenter.
Yeah.
And then like, did he ever do another one, or did he keep doing it, or how did that work?
He kind of jumped around, from what I understand.
He
wrapped it, and then everybody else picked it up, and then you know, even Rob Zombie picked it up for a little while, and then now I don't know. So it's just kind of
And you know, you have Danny McBride helping. He's helped with the last two with Jamie Lee. What is your favorite iterations of the Halloween? I think mine would probably go to like the OG.
Yeah, mine's the OG,
the original. Yeah, you can never go past
what's your favorite. And with Friday the 13th, it wasn't even Jason, it was his mom.
The original.
To live if he was Drew Barrymore.
I told the others, I said it before, you're all doomed.
I got all the Friday 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street collection.
I watched the first few Friday the 13th. Not the late ones, man. I can't get into Jason X.
Oh, yeah.
Jason go in the space?
Yeah.
What about Freddy versus Jason?
That was a good one.
It was
kind of comical.
Yeah, I think like the Freddy pothead, was the funniest.
Pothead was fun. You remember when like Freddy turned into like the centipede?
Yeah, it was fucking great.
It was like some Alice in Wonderland shit.
Yeah.
And it was pretty dope. And the ending was kind of sick. You know, he had his head.
And he's like winking.
Gotcha.
As a child, like out of those three, let's say the big thrillers, I guess you gotta throw Texas Chainsaw in there.
That's my favorite.
I like it.
Those are my favorite. I don't care how bad they are.
Is there anyone else you would put in that slasher category before? I want to rank these real quick. Like, it's disturbing. Like,
Chucky.
Chucky. Chucky. That'd be a five.
Yeah.
Anybody else to throw in there?
Pinhead.
Hellraiser ones.
Jigsaw.
Seven.
All right, so I mean, growing up or just even watching as an adult, like if you had to rank, let's just go with those seven.
From Wishmaster.
Okay, hey, here we go. I've never heard of that one.
Puppet Paper Boy.
Little Master.
Yeah.
Like just
they were good. Nine.
Yep.
The little drill thing.
Yeah,
I'm
a little drug out.
Seven. It's like
Gremlins.
I'm going to go like most disturbing that like kept me up at night. It was obviously Freddy.
Freddy,
didn't
always.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, it was his old
thing. You didn't want to go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
And his fucking TV show that came on Fox.
Yeah.
Was scary as hell,
it was,
too.
It was. Really? He had his own, yeah, his own. He was like the host of it. Yeah. It was crazy.
Number two, it would be Leatherface for me.
Who's your first one, Michael Myers?
No, I said Freddy.
Freddy?
Yeah.
I love the Leatherface movies. All of them.
I mean, but like,
the one
I had a nightmare about it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's more real. It's more realistic as far as that shit could really happen.
The last one called Leatherface. It came out like a couple of years ago.
It was trash.
It wasn't even.
It went straight to DVD.
I thought, is this Natural Born Killers?
I guess like number three would probably be like a Saw type character, like a
psychopath.
Yeah, because like I go to Tusk, and I believe that's an honorary mention.
Bringing it up again, yeah
always, every year, Tusk.
That you don't like it. It's a bad movie. Every year, man.
I
still think about it.
3rd year's a charm, buddy.
Can't reverse it.
It took me a little while. I was having to load my nine up later.
I'll say, like, you know, like Jason or Jason's mother, whatever you believe about Friday 13th, is like those, even though the OG, would it be back in the 80s?
Yeah,
I don't remember exact date.
80s.
But early like 80s. That OG one with his mother is like, it's still like it's still the best. And but like,
I like the second.
The
one.
The second one was good. I like
his potato sack head.
Yeah. Okay.
Burlap sack on his.
But that didn't really bother me as a kid or as a teenager.
I thought they were funny.
Like, it really wasn't that.
None of that shit.
I thought it was funny.
And when you got by the time you got the space sex, you were like, we're just having a good time now.
Yeah, it's just like Jason's gonna
fuck. None of those bother me. Silence of the Lambs would fuck me up.
Yeah, like an actual
like, this
psychopath.
Shit's, and your mom's sitting there, this is a true story, but you found out later it's not, it's just events. Yeah. So you gotta look at the fine print there. Could have been like 20 seconds.
30 seconds of truth.
Yeah.
Somebody ate liver.
Yeah, he ate liver.
Wasn't
chicken.
Wasn't he grilled chicken. Liver. Yeah. There was one man that grilled liver
in a jail cell.
Based on Ed Gein.
Yeah.
The Martha Stewart of killing.
What about it? Like, what kept you up at night? Out of these movies. Like, Jeepers Creepers dealt with me.
Yeah.
Jacob's Ladder fucked me up. If y'all ever seen it.
I think I have, dude.
They just had some images I couldn't get out of my little mind back when I was a child. It's like this dude on the back of the subway looks at it and it's like,
freaked me out.
Shit like that, man.
Shining on Harvest Moon freaked me out when I was a kid. That old school ass cartoon. The Moon? Oh, shit. Yeah, it came on right before the
Do y'all have any animated films or, like, shows that dealt with you as a kid? I remember the first time I saw the animated Hobbit, and, like, when it got to the troll scene, it's like...
Trolls are always scary.
Dude, I had to go, like, my grandma showed me that film, and I was like, Grandma, you're going to have to come watch this with me. I can't do this. And I was like, that's just a cartoon. And I was like, that's just scary.
I loved the animated Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, that was a good one. The old one.
Ichabod Crane and his horse, both.
I like all
the director show that in class.
She should have. Probably. The director is gangster.
Yeah.
She was gangster.
I like all the, what was it? Shit. I had it and I lost it. This is your brain.
It's done.
Oh.
Leprechaun got me.
Leprechaun was a good
Leprechaun,
one.
Leprechaun, I was like, you know. I don't know. Just short and, I mean, he was creepy looking.
Think about how far they took that. You remember Leprechaon?
Leprechaon in the Hood.
In the hood.
That's where I was going. Leprechaon in the
he
Hood.
He went to space.
That was a
Ice-T.
Good one.
Yeah.
Ice-T was in that one.
Uh-huh.
Dude, it's a damn comedy.
Yeah,
I like Candyman, all of them, except for Farewell to the Flesh, the third one. The new one, have y'all seen it?
Uh-uh. Like it?
Man, I liked it. It was good. They went along and went back to, like, the original story. Oh,
is that
shit.
Your list?
That's your list? You're winning.
I have to wait 50 days out.
He's been waiting on this episode for an entire year.
I told you, man, I love spooky season. And after Halloween, I cheat.
Keep
so
on
I just
going.
Watched Christmas horrors.
I'm like, I'm doing this. Like Black Christmas.
Krampus.
Yeah. At Krampus. Best one probably never heard of called Better Watch Out.
Better Watch Out.
I have
out.
Seen that one.
That's one of the best ones.
I'll have to check that out.
Christmas horror.
But I've seen Halloween Kills. I liked it. It's got some foolish parts in it. It's like, when did Michael Myers become Jet Li?
So he's like got the ninja moves.
Yeah. It's just like fighting five people at the same time. That's a little...
Michael Myers was just like, you know, well, you can't see what I was doing. But really mummified movies.
I felt like with all those horror films like that, slashers, like you think about like Jason or Michael or any of these guys, it's like on camera is like walking slow. And then, you know, the other one's like, oh, the girl is tripping.
And running
hard. And then like, there he is. It's like off camera. Like, can you just imagine that guy just like busting his ass? And then like when they put him on camera, he's like,
yeah.
Right.
I watched this show on Shudder called Behind the Mask. It was a Halloween. Talked about Halloween and stuff. And it showed them actually make the William Shatner transformation mask.
The mask.
It was pretty cool.
They just painted it white and cut the eyes out, basically.
Yeah.
On the penis space shuttle.
Had to do the hair. So
yeah.
Blonde hair.
Yeah, they brushed it back. Yeah.
Fucking William
Shatner.
He's a lot
Shatner. Older than I thought.
William Shatner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He went to space.
He's up there.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
He went
on SpaceX.
He went to look for Jason and Leprechaun. Me and Alan watched one the other night, Superhost.
Dude, that was dope.
Superhost.
That's like one of them low key indie horror films.
It's a Shudder, man.
I gotta get Shudder.
I'll tell you about it. It's free.
It's
free. Tubi's free. Tubi's free.
Yeah. Shudder's like $8. $8
I have this thing called Plex, and me and my buddy shared his library.
Tell you about Superhost is so like these YouTube vloggers. It's a guy and a girl. They're kind of intimate. You can kind of tell. I'm not gonna go into the relationship of it. They're having relationship issues, and they rent out this. And their big thing with their YouTube vlog is like they go and stay at these Airbnbs, and so they pick this one off in the countryside, and. It just gets wild. I'll just leave it there. And I was like, because if you've, and I think it's a great indie horror film idea because who hasn't had an Airbnb?
Yeah,
true.
It was a COVID movie because there's only like four people.
Yeah, there's only four people in the entire film.
Damn. <Yeah. laughs> They were like, all right.
It's like Creep, kind of. If you ever watch Creep.
Yeah, that's a good plug.
Creep's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Hush. Y'all seen it? I
have not seen Hush. Gotta wait for Brother Cobb to return to tell you how gangster. Alright, so just with spooky season, you've watched some horror films.
Yeah, man, I've watched quite a
few. What's been some of the most memorable? Have y'all seen the preview for that movie Lamb?
I want to say I saw it in theaters, but I was, you know, was in a recliner.
Something Lamb.
Really strange. It was kind of like a Midsummer vibe. It was a movie that I'm excited about, but I won't be able to catch it in theaters.
Lamb?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's one of those.
It's like a Midsummer thing.
It's kind of a cult type kind of.
Yeah, thing. It's culty.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
One of those. All my movies only play in Columbus for like a week. Cause like, we're not making money off this.
Yeah.
Tell us about Creep.
You never watched Creep?
Yeah. I love Creep.
It's just awkward. That's like my favorite thing to make you feel like, oh, this guy.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm fucking weirdo. Like Open House. It's another one of them creepy ass ones.
That sounds familiar.
Open House. What's that about?
It's this kid, and he's like living in this house that's for sale. And yeah, I don't, because if I go in too much, it'll tell the whole story. It's not modern.
I'll help you out. Give me a second. What'd you do?
It's Ben Stiller, isn't it?
It did come out 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I started watching this. I don't know what happened. A teenager and his mother finds themselves besieged by threatening forces when they move into a new house.
Open house.
So it's like a home invasion type deal?
Yeah. Kind of like Strangers. I like those movies.
That's a top five for me. The second one was just as ballin'. I love a campy horror.
It's...
fucking first one. It's not campy at all.
No, the first one is intense. The second one is.
Yeah, the second one is, but the first one's better. I like the second one.
Second one's okay. The first one's
like scary.
Yeah, the first one's just like
more funner.
Yeah, the second's a lot of fun. I got a whole trailer park to explore.
I gotta watch it. These 2 days, we're 2 days away from Halloween. I gotta watch The Strangers and The Descent.
The Descent's a good one.
Yeah. Descent's actually scary.
It's like The Cave and what's that other one?
I've never seen The Cave.
Cave's just like The Descent.
I bet Descent's better.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Because she falls in that pool of blood.
What's that James Franco film where he was like, it's a true story where he got his arm caught in the
127 hours?
Yeah. Do you consider that to be horrific or like belonging to a horror film? Or is
no, that's probably horror. More terror or suspenseful.
Yeah.
I'll put that in drama.
That's a hell of a movie, though.
Put that in Cut Your Own
Arm. I remember reading that in the paper when it happened. You had to read news.
Yeah.
I watched Machinist. It's not really a horror. You just now watched The Machinist? I've watched it 3 or 4 times, yeah.
I own it.
That's a dope film.
Yeah.
That's why he's my favorite actor. That dude's a shapeshifter.
He is, man. He was tiny and like an AIDS patient.
He didn't get to be Batman because of that movie. He said it was harder putting the weight back on than it was losing it.
No,
what was
shit, it? I didn't
what
know
What was the movie where he put like a whole lot of weight? Oh, he was Dick Cheney.
Yeah. What was that? I got that movie too.
Yep.
Vice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, you don't even look like yourself.
Yeah, he's not even
you know who else is like not my favorite actress that does that?
Who did?
One of my favorite actors. I can't really pin Charlize Theron.
Yep, she's
she can lose it.
She can be beautiful. She can look like a crackhead.
She can become
from one Aline
Wuornos all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, she did good.
I mean, what do you think about Jared Leto?
Monster.
He can do it. He can transform. I believe Heath. Heath Ledger was good at it.
Really?
Yeah. My brother told me too. I was like, he's. Just weird.
Just weird shit.
What happened to his cult, man?
Jared Leto?
Yeah.
Well, I was
doing like the Kanye thing.
Everyone showed up and didn't drink the Kool-Aid. That's what happened.
Flavor Aid.
They're like, no.
I got that shit wrong. Drink the Kool-Aid, Jim Jones. It was Flavor Aid.
Kyle, give us a rundown. What have you been watching over the
season? Yeah, what did you watch, man?
Pull out your list.
Yeah, you got the list. It's just on top of my head.
Oh yeah,
we gotta get these brains jogging.
Watched one called Cheap Thrills, where two broke people, these rich people, make them do crazy shit to compete for it.
They get money.
Whoever wins.
Is that like OG? I mean, like, is that OG Squid Game?
Yeah, I was gonna say that's like Squid Game there.
For real. one called Sun. I don't remember yet.
I think I wanted to watch that one, but backed out.
It's a Bigfoot movie called Willow Creek. I like it.
I haven't watched
Head it. Hell.
Bigfoot?
Yeah, it's actually, they're in Oregon where the Patterson footage is from.
Really? I might have to check
that out. Yeah, they make jokes about Bigfoot and shit.
Hell yeah.
And
Sasquatch.
I wish I could spoil the ending.
There's one called Harry and
the Hendersons. Dude, I won't remember.
Doesn't kill the woman at the end, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah? Yeah. Sasquatch getting down?
Yeah. Ooh, The Void. That's pretty fucked up. That's on Tubi. Maybe gone by now.
I haven't heard of any of these so far.
Tubi.
I've heard of it.
Who did? Yeah.
Banshee Chapter was on Tubi.
It may like be gone. South Korean
that's some
shit.
DMT shit, dude. She's trying to find out what happened to her old friend. It's got this fake.
Never
like,
done DMT.
Have
you tried DMT?
She tries to find out what happened to her friend on it, and.
Oh, so she like blasts off to try and find her friend?
Yeah. And fuck. She meets up with this Hunter S. Thompson like dude. Uh-huh. And they go to this like factory, abandoned factory. Man, it's fucking creepy, dude.
What's it on?
It was on Tubi. You may be gone by now.
I had to search it.
It's freaky.
Tubi is free.
Yeah, you just gotta watch ads.
Like old school TV.
Yeah. One called Conspiracy I watched on Shudder.
Yeah, I think I've watched it. It was on Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah. Sam was here. Don't remember that. Oh, here we go. That Leatherface 2017 edition. I just put, it sucks.
Yeah. It was on Peacock. It's like the 1988 edition with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I love that one, though, dude. That ain't 1988. You said that last Halloween. It's like 1999.
We actually looked it up, yeah.
Yeah, it's 98.
You're still stuck in your old ways, Judd.
I love that one. Illuminati towing?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
Uh-uh.
You know Matthew McConaughey's character drives a record truck.
Yeah,
he pulls up and it says it on the door, Illuminati towing.
Never paid that much attention. Yeah, I will, though.
All right. VHS. Webb, you a big fan of the VHS's?
Oh, the VHS, yes.
Definitely. Well, the Shutter came out a new one, VHS 95.
95, I haven't seen that one yet.
Maybe one of the best ones overall.
Oh, the first one was pretty good.
Yeah, on the first one. Succubus.
That's a, I've seen that one.
Yeah. What you call the female version? Succubus.
There's a succubus and an incubus.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I like you.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I like you. Straight edge kegger. Yeah.
Straight edge kegger. That didn't even sound good.
It's all right.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Cobb.
No, I don't remember a bunch of them. Creep 2 on Netflix. It's Creep. Can't go wrong.
It's good.
You seen it with a girl?
Seen two. I've seen one.
There's Someone in Your House, Netflix. Hot garbage.
Yeah, I saw it and thought it sucked.
I mean, it's still horror, so it ain't.
I mean, like, it's not. It's like terrible, but
it seemed like it could have came out in 1999.
Yeah, and everybody. I can't really read it.
Ganjam, Haunted Asylum. It's like a South Korean movie, one of the Asian. It's pretty fucking gangster. It's like, you know, let's go in this old factory. They say it's haunted. That's a pretty good one. And damn, Asians don't fuck around with horror, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, let me ask you this. Is, just while we're on the Asian market, is...
A wet market.
Are we on the Asian market? Hell
yeah.
Yeah,
now.
So,
where they at?
I got yellow fever. Oh.
Wet one.
Have you ever
Hello, hello. Oh. Do y'all see a... I think we've, most of us probably talked about this idea, but I want to talk about it again here, is a decline in pop culture when it comes to entertainment with America, because you have these Korean films, South Korean films, even Squid Game, and mm-hmm. we'll get into that a little bit. You can watch the dub version, or you can watch the where you have to read along. Mm-hmm. And like they're so popular here. Does it begin to feel like we have regurgitated culture? Because, like, think about this. We're talking about horror films. You're wearing a shirt. I love that character. I love that. But it comes to a point to where...
He's too offensive.
I need new characters. I need, like...
We need a new Freddy.
When you come out with another Nightmare of Peach Before Fuzz. Christmas, or a Texas Chainsaw, or a Friday the 13th, it's like, all you're doing is playing with my nostalgia at this point, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Is it not time for, like, new ideas? Like, think about it, like, It. Stephen King, which will be in my top five.
That's a good
probably
one.
My favorite Stephen King film.
Sometimes they come back, dude. Fuck me up way back in the day.
But, like, when they did the remake, I liked the part one a lot. Mm-hmm. I did not like the part two at all.
I just got too, like, CGI.
But it's like, is it not much. Time to like totally rebrand and totally do something shit. New?
Yeah. They're bringing a lot of stuff back. You definitely see that. I mean, there's a lot of old stuff that they're bringing back. And I mean, we're
think about Dune. Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, we're adopting stuff from everywhere else too. But so we have no creative.
We have no creative new, juices flowing.
Yeah, anything happening.
You know what I think it is?
It's either sequels or remakes.
The people that are in charge of
remaking Home Alone
looks like. The people who are in these, like, DC or Disney or Marvel or whatever else it is, like Warner Brothers or these big Shutter or these big, is all they're good at is deconstructing the character and then putting that back on a film.
Yep.
It's like they have no idea what it means to be creative and build a brand new world and a brand new character.
A brand new world.
They're like, this worked, let's work with this. Yes. Is all it is. Yes. It's
not and like every time you deconstruct,
like take a chance and bring something else out new. I mean, what was the newest villain that's come out? Was it fucking what fucking Saw Terrifier? Or Scream?
Yeah,
Terrifier, maybe.
Yes, Terrifier was scary as
hell. Yeah, but I mean, they got
Art the Clown's from Huntsville.
Yeah, he, Art the Clown, he's creepy.
Yeah, that was a scary ass movie.
But it's not anything that everybody's. It's not like hadn't blown up like how Freddy and Michael Myers. And,
yeah,
and
I don't know. I have seen a Terrifier.
Do you think
tattoo?
That people are cold to
yeah,
it?
Now. I have to, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do y'all believe that people are cold to the idea? Because, like, I believe in the culture that we're living in now, and it's like we haven't had a great original idea for some time, and you could take it to music. Think about it. The bands that we obsess with now, I'm specifically calling you out. Oh, you're a Tool fan, Pussifer. It's like, whatever that guy does, Mannered,
yeah.
You're going to listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, turns to gold either way, yeah.
Anything Deftones.
Don't listen to it. Yep. That's right.
Anything Riff Raff?
Maybe not.
But I mean, like, and we've done this, and it's like, it's like we really don't open ourselves up to, like, something indie. And this is why I like Cobb's list. It's like he's going through, like, a whole list of options that are probably, but like, there's nothing new under the sun. Yeah. Maybe there is.
Maybe there is. He hasn't found it yet. Yeah, he's pulling out some shit that nobody heard of.
I watched horror all year.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know
that
too.
Yeah, one time Alan's just like, can we just watch something else?
Can I just be happy?
Please watch comedy.
Oh, Slither. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Cannibal like Slither.
Cannibal Holocaust. Yeah, put that on.
I saw the devil. I saw the devil's fucked up, man.
I tried to watch it.
That South Korean movie?
Yeah. I saw the devil.
It's great. Serial killer shit.
Yeah. I'm tired of them. I think the problem with horror is we're too big into true crime shit now.
Oh, true crime.
Like, true murder.
I had a film idea that I wanted to do with Dylan Scott. And eventually, COVID got in the way.
Yeah.
And I'll tell y'all about the plot now. And so, like, when you go, if we ever do it, I wanted to do a horror short film that would probably be 45 minutes long.
Damn, that ain't short.
Yeah, that's
it's kind of short.
It's almost a film.
Five minutes, man.
Well, it's a short film.
Versus to a movie. I mean,
yeah, I'm not trying to do a Marvel 2.5-hour film here, but I was going to. I wanted to create something that would. I was going to film everything in Kennedy and Reform, with the old buildings and churches that aren't used anymore, and it was going to be a film called "The Killer Is Me." And like, you know, the film starts in like. Super low production, and so like with everything that happened,
announce your
is like you didn't see it happen, all you saw what was left, and so the, you know, like blood splattered everywhere, corpse.
You're like it's your POV.
Yeah, no, it won't be a POV that we're like, like oh my god, shaky camera. It'll be like a slow, and everything will be together, and you'll see the characters, but like. They're dropping like flies, but you, just because of production, in my mind, it's like, so what if you didn't see how they were killed? What if you just saw the body? And then the whole time, the point of the film is trying to figure out who it is. And then, like, at the end, a hook. Something you didn't see. And, like, super cheap, super indie. Totally do.
There you go.
I thought about one where it's just a homeless vet that kills like politicians and Wall Street brokers.
I have that dream sometimes.
For doing him wrong. Homeless people could get away with it. I mean, there's no like.
Yeah.
No one to count on. Like.
The Amish could.
Like, I'd die at night. Like, Jeremy ain't been to work in 3 days. Somebody check on that guy. You know, hold us up.
Jimmy ain't never missed a day. He ain't been here in 3 days. Somebody needs to find him.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, I'll take off a day here and there, but it does feel that way. It's like, dude, I feel guilty.
Off the last two, y'all.
I feel guilty if I take a day off work.
I'm brushing my teeth right now. I'm about to go to work.
Yeah,
but I took off.
Wake up, Jeremy.
Yeah,
germs.
All
right, time to get
out. Anybody ever saw this? So Shudder. From 1983, the year I was born. Sleepaway Camp.
Sleepaway
Camp. Heard of it. Haven't watched it.
Never seen it.
I remember watching when I was a little kid just for the ending. It was a big reveal.
Is it kind of like Jason?
Yes. It's at a camp.
I seen it back in the day.
It's at a camp.
Seen it back in
but
the day.
But not Crystal Lake.
It's like a father out on the lake with his son and daughter. They get ran over by some drunk college kids on the boat. Then it's
the daughter gets
raised by the aunt. She goes to camp. Kill people. Mm. Okay. It's pretty fun. All right. Well, I own this series, but it's on Netflix. Ash versus Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, that's series. Good stuff.
Yeah, it is great.
It's great.
It is great.
It's so fun. They canceled it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I know. Fucking. Shit.
Ash versus Evil Dead, man.
Bruce Campbell is awesome. Yeah. I don't care what you say. Y'all seen Bubba Hotep?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Elijah had the shirt.
Yeah.
Haunt on Shudder. You know, college kids go to a haunted house, and it's not really a haunted house.
What could possibly happen?
It's great, though. It's a good one. I think that was Billy Bob's last drive-in movie. I love those, man. I watched those. You was talking about USA Up All Night with Gilbert Gottfried. Yep. I watched Billy Bob's on TNT on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I come from a broken home, man.
Okay.
I go stay at my dad's every other weekend.
I watch whatever you like, boy.
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Probably, yeah. It was the way it was.
Here's the parental code.
Oh, I know how it is. I came from a broken home myself.
Halloween Kills. Rob Zombie's H2. Which I
dig
think
it.
I'm like
dig
more.
I like it.
I like it more than the first one now.
You did. Yeah, yeah.
I like the white trash Michael Myers, the hobo.
Yep.
He tried something different.
Had the stringy hair with the
man beard.
Yeah.
Beard. You need to put some oils in that beard, there, Michael.
Munson Brothers. This is not a paid ad. Yes, it is. You can get your Munson Brothers beard balm and oils at MunsonBrothers.com or Columbus, Mississippi.
And this is the part of the list where evidently I went to Walmart and they had all the cheap movies for $5.
Yeah.
All the cheap like horror movies and this little, you know,
fancy in the $5 bin
case.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what you're next.
You're
like
next.
It.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're next. Great. Bought it. The Monster. Bought it. You never heard of that one?
Uh-huh. I've heard a couple.
Mother
monsters.
Daughter's car breaks down. Freaking monster. What do they do? They're on a bad in the road.
Take some acid.
Yeah.
What? Went to Redbox. Got old.
You didn't get old.
I get a little older right now.
You got the movie.
Island movie.
Yeah.
If not Shyamalan.
Yeah that sucked to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
watch Put Me on an Island and I'll get old quick.
Yeah. And die.
I was ready for it to be
over. Wow. Why don't you, that sounds like a 15-minute short.
There's another series that got canceled that I like.
How interesting.
Scream Queen series. Did you ever watch it when it came on Fox?
Yeah, the you talk about the...
They had Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The Emma Roberts chick.
Yeah.
I loved it, dude.
Yeah, it was good. Like it was a pretty good
like,
show.
Bye, 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 bye. But it is on IMDb TV.
Yeah.
That's a free app.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Try that out.
It's the only place
I got
I can
it
find
on
it.
IMDb.
I've been trying to find Scream. The only version I could find on any streaming device was like Spanish.
just read the subtitles.
Or no, I can't like see Rose McGowan like muy. Like, I didn't.
Yeah, true.
It just garage door.
Yeah. Lords of Salem.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I liked it.
I love it.
I liked it. I did.
God.
I love it. To the devilly for you, dare John.
Nah,
that's what one of my buddies said.
It wasn't his finest, but it was. Cult. It was. I thought it was good. I own it. It's in there.
Yeah. Three from Hell.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Hannibal at Allen's house one night.
Hell yeah.
Love Hannibal.
Hannibal Lecter is a great fucking character.
Yeah.
Creepy as hell.
Smart.
Part of the series is still on Netflix. That's a good series, too.
The Silence of the Lamb.
Just Hannibal.
Just the Hannibal series.
Red Dragon.
It's not even about like Hannibal Lecter at all, is it? Or
kinda. Yeah. Huh. It's a psychiatrist.
Yeah, I think I've watched some of it.
It's pretty good. The original OG Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Shudder.
Boom.
Yep.
Greatness. Love it. The Good Son, like I said.
That's a good one.
It's,
I mean.
So 90s now.
Yeah, yeah, like, when you're younger. Like
a lot of movies are dated these days when you go back and watch them.
Some bad acting.
Mr. Highway.
Except for Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Like the Screams.
Allow me to introduce you.
Mr. Highway.
Go and watch Scream 1.
That's what I want to watch.
Yes, man.
Love it. I don't think it could get bad to me.
I don't think it could either. Yeah, so many great actors and actresses and like
they're all real young.
Oh yeah.
The Devil's Rejects is up in here. Oh, yeah. What? My favorite movie.
Yep.
All right. Don't Breathe 2 up in this mug.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Liked it.
I like Don't Breathe 2. Come at me. It just came out.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's pretty good. It's a different good writing.
I liked the first one.
The first one was had a. I was like, all right, that makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
The way they made this one different from the first one, though.
Talking about Krasinski, John Krasinski.
Let's be quiet.
Yeah.
Shit.
Don't Breathe, the blind guy. Yeah. They break into his house and he's like, oh, motherfucker,
he's like, you done got here. You done fucked up. Broke up the wrong blind guy's house.
No. All right, I watched Scream 4. That was one of those Walmart purchases.
Dust hit the floor.
I like Scream 4.
Scream 4.
I wish I had all of them.
Yeah. The Scream franchise.
That's, we left that dude out. Ghostface. Yeah,
Ghostface.
Ghostface.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, scary.
Jennifer's Body.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a great.
It is actually is a good
movie. It's funny, man.
Yeah, it's
it is.
Hilarious.
It is.
You know, it's Megan Fox. Spoiler alert, they stab her with a pool net. Yeah. You get the leaves out with.
Mm-hmm. Never look at her thumbs.
What'd she say? See how she's pulling the pool thing out of her and, you know, started bleeding. She's like, you got a tampon? Oh, I thought you might have been plugging. At the end, I can't say that. Spoiler. That's real. Evil Dead remake. Most underrated remake there is.
It's good. I love the fact that they used the chick as...
Yeah.
I
saw the OG Evil Dead with Cobb. What was it, like 2 or 3 months ago, maybe?
No, it wasn't that
much. It was at the house. Yeah. He turned it over there to it, and I was like, what the hell is this? Dude, I'm telling you, it's like, even the OG, as bad as it was
great.
But it was great. You can get over the bad, like...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know it's fake. But still.
Yeah.
Just the whole concept and the time period that it was in.
And you know, like, if you haven't seen it, I'm not spoiling it, you've had... Oh my God.
Evil Dead remake? They haven't been out in the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm not spoiling anything. You know what really did it for me? It's like when one of the guys finally decided, he's like, I'm leaving. I'm just going to walk out and I'm going to go. Yeah. And he shows back up and he just got fucked up.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is real. I was like, because that was my whole argument. It's like, leave the girls.
Oh man, the trees will fuck you
leave.
Up.
Leave, yeah. No, yeah, they'll literally fuck you.
Yeah.
Apparently.
The last one was the original Blair Witch Project.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch that last year.
I like that last one, though.
The last?
About it.
Like, which one?
They just came out with another one just called the Blair Witch Project. Oh. It's not a remake or anything, but it's like the little brother going to find the girl from the first one or something. And explains why the person was in the corner.
When did it come out?
I haven't seen that.
Probably like 2016-ish.
I think I went and saw it.
I like it, man.
I think I was doing some weird stuff back then.
Like, you don't know why?
I don't remember much about it.
Dude was facing the corner. You ever thought, like, what the
fuck? Yeah, I wonder. I always
wonder. Well, it explains it in that.
Oh, it does? I guess I didn't know that.
It's kind of like the ghost in Mario Brothers.
What? Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Can't look at them.
Yeah.
All right, quick break.
Yeah.
And cut.
News and notes. Thank you so much for listening to Porch Talk. Share it on your social media. Tell your friends, your coworkers, your enemies about the show. Thank you so much for all that you do. Everything with Porch Talk growth is organic. It's because of you for sharing. Guys, we hope that you have a happy Halloween. Be safe over this weekend. If you're going to drink, do it responsibly, and please do not drive.
We're going to close the show with the Green Mantles, Swamp Thing. If you're unfamiliar with the Green Mantles, they're a band down on the Gulf Coast out of the New Orleans area. I bet they're busy this weekend. But here is the Green Mantles.
Is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.